Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm the CEO of Roadhouse International and Compass Group International, and welcome to my podcast. On today's podcast, I'm going to talk about what happens if you have a large family, not just immediate family, but extended family members and friends, and you want a place in Thailand, but you need a unique property. You need a property that's going to be able to house 10 people, 15 people, even 20 people at a time because you roll with a large entourage of family and friends. Well, I have a solution for you. And the solution is something that I highly recommend for those that are in a budget of $1 million or over. And that's $1 million US, not a million baht, but $1 million US or euro or so forth. So for an example, I had a client over the weekend. Actually, it was last weekend, and he has a large family. So he and his wife, so he himself has four brothers and sisters. His wife has six brothers and sisters, obviously including herself. Then, so obviously they have lots of nieces and nephews, they have cousins. It's just a large Italian family, and they live in Southern California. And they said, well, you know, we've been looking it's going to be the third home. We're looking for a third home somewhere in Asia. We're debating between like maybe in Bali or Thailand or even Philippines. So I was on a phone call with them, on a conference call with him and his wife for quite some period of time, letting them know the differences of each country. And again, based on their lifestyle, based on the size of their family, based on their budget and what they'd like to do, why Thailand is a better fit than Bali, for an example, somewhere in Indonesia, Malaysia, or even Philippines, or even in Latin America. So we narrowed it down to Thailand, and they said, okay, well, we have a large family. I mean, sometimes at our family gatherings, we can have 50 people. And their budget is definitely over a million. I would say between a million and 3 million. And I was getting some ideas of large estates. And your typical large estates, just like in the States, or even in Australia, New Zealand, and UK, when you're looking at a large estate that let's say between 1 to maybe 3 million, some of these homes, depending where you're at, obviously they're inland, they're not gonna be on a coast anywhere, but these homes can range from, let me just give you an example of someplace I'm familiar with, which is Las Vegas. So Las Vegas, Nevada, you can find large estates from, let's just say, 7,000 to 10,000 square feet that will range anywhere from maybe $2 to $3 million. These are older homes. These are obviously McMansions. But when you look at the size of the home, even though it's about 10,000 square feet, but there's really only 4 to maybe 7 bedrooms. That's it. So you're not gonna cram. Yeah, you can cram 20 people there, but people are gonna be basically sleeping on top of each other, crashing on a couch, crashing on the floor, but you don't really want that. And this family didn't want that. They wanted each individual to have their own rooms. They wanted the couples to have their own rooms, the kids to have their own rooms, and so forth. And I said, well, with that being the case, I don't recommend a large estate home because they're all going to be the same. Whether you're spending $3 million, even $5 million, you know, a home could be 10,000, even 15 or 20,000 square feet, but you're still going to be limited to maybe 5 bedrooms or 7 bedrooms. So it still defeats the purpose. I said, what if I can give you an option that is going to range between $1 million to $2 million, either on the beach or within walking distance of the beach, but you'll have anywhere from 10 to 20 bedrooms. And I said, of course we'd be interested in that. So what is it? It's buying a small hotel. And they never thought about that. And that's what this podcast is about. Small hotels are such a unique property for large families like yourself. And these small hotels are so conveniently placed, especially along the coast here in Thailand. You're not going to find a whole bunch of them for sale, but when you do, it's like a diamond in a rough. So for an example, I was telling this couple, I have two hotels for you right now. Both of them are on the beach and they range between $1 million to $1.5 million and ranging from about 15 bedrooms to about just under 20 bedrooms. But you're going to be, one of them is on the beach You have your own building on the beach, privacy. I mean, you basically own your own little resort. So they were just blown away. I was explaining to them, I explained the benefits to them. And there are so many reasons why I recommend buying a small boutique hotel if you fall in the same category. Because a large estate home isn't going to work. And if you listen to my podcast, if you think, well, Will, I'm just going to buy a piece of land and then we'll build a custom home. Well, please refer back to my podcast of why buying a raw land in a second world country is the biggest and a worst mistake an individual can ever make. Please listen to a podcast before you buy any type of raw property and attempt to build on it, because you're not going to get what you're going to, it's just not going to be a successful enterprise for you. It's going to be more of a headache, and you're going to give up, and then you're just going to walk away, and you're going to walk away with a huge loss. Where there are these small boutique hotels, and it's not just in Thailand. For an example, I was telling them, I said, well, if Latin America is an option to you, I have one awesome boutique hotel that is on one of the most beautiful beaches in Costa Rica that has just a little over 20 bedrooms. When you can expand another 4 to 7 bedrooms. There's an on-site restaurant. Like I said, it's on the beach on one of the most beautiful surf beaches in Costa Rica, and that's just under $5 million. But that was out of their price point. But if you were in the market in Costa Rica looking for a large estate to house 15 to 20 people, it's going to cost you more than $5 million. It's definitely going to cost you more than $5 million. And it has to be a custom home. I have seen so many custom homes all over the world, and I've never seen them exceed more than about 7 to 10 bedrooms. Majority of them are going to be around 5 to 8 bedrooms, or even 10 bedrooms at the most. Well, boutique hotels, I've seen some at 10 rooms, 15 rooms, 20 rooms. This one hotel that's on the beach, that's near Hua Hin, is about 20 bedrooms. There is a small on-site restaurant. There's a pool that overlooks the ocean. Like I said, you are on the beach. And this hotel, this boutique hotel, is for sale, you know, just a little over $1 million. And you're within a 30-minute drive to a major town of Hua Hin City. So please consider this. If you have a large family again, forget about building a custom home. Forget about attempting to look for a large estate and then cramming bunk beds and putting people on the floor and putting people on a couch. Forget about that. We can find you a boutique hotel that fits your needs, and everyone is going to have their own room, and you're going to have your own privacy in owning your own resort. That, by far, is the best option for large families or even individuals that roll with a large crew. You have a large entourage. You have tons of friends. As I mentioned to many other individuals that own small businesses, let's say you own a medical practice where you have 5 or 6 different doctors, or you have 5 or 6 attorneys or 20 attorneys. Instead of having your events like in Las Vegas and spending all this money, why not just buy a small boutique hotel and just have your outings and have your meetings in your own private resort? And because it's a private resort, it's always going to appreciate in value. It's never going to decrease in value because it's a commercial piece of real estate. And like we all said, Real Estate 101, they're not building. It's all about location, location, location. They're not building any more oceanfront land. So if you could find a property that's small enough that's going to meet your budget and accommodate everyone, your family and your friends and even your employees, oh, that by far is one of the best investments you can make. So I hope this was helpful. And remember, we're here to help you. And like I said, there are not a lot, but there are a few boutique hotels that range between $1 million and $2 million US that we can find for you. So thank you so much, and we'll see you in Thailand.